You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, this is Melody Anderson, Dale Arden, Flash Gordon, and Manimal, and lots of stuff, saying hello to the listeners at the Flopcast. Take care.
Live from Dragon Con, virtual Dragon Con, that is. This is the Flopcast, episode 435.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Dragon Con weekend. Hello, Kevin.
We are recording in advance, of course, as you and I speak right now. But yeah, theoretically, we're in the middle of a virtual Dragon Con weekend right now. This is a Sunday, middle of Dragon Con, as the show comes out. How you doing?
I think we're doing good. How about you?
Far as I know, we are okay, and we are virtually at Dragon Con, along with everybody else, not just in Atlanta, but throughout the whole crazy online world. So here we are, and while you're here with us, Cornflake, before we jump to our latest special Dragon Con chat, Cornflake, what's going on this week for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
Well, just because I can, Kevin, I picked something extra ridiculous. September 8th. Is National Ants on a Log Day.
Well now.
Ants on a log, Kevin.
Explain, please.
Oh, Ants on a Log Day has nothing to do with insects or the woods.
All right. In that case, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ants on a Log is a snack, Kevin. It's made from celery. And so you fill it up with peanut butter. And then traditionally, although I can't imagine you and I would go with tradition here, but traditionally the ants on the log, if you will, are raisins plopped along on top of the peanut butter. And that makes ants on a log. And since it has its own day, I had to go back and just look at the history of ants on a log. Like, where did this madness begin?
What monster came up with this?
Nobody wanted to take credit, but evidently the snack dates back to the 1950s.
Oh, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
You look at some 1950s cookbooks, that's when things just got weird and disgusting.
Very, very weird. Well, at least we're not celebrating Jell-O molds this week.
Yeah, yeah, that's the kind of thing. That was like post-war, we're building up the suburbs, the 1950s housewives. They crack open their Betty Crocker cookbooks, and things are going to get weird.
Ants on a log, yes. And you might be able to think of a better way of making ants on a log. How would you do it?
All right, let's fix this.
Okay.
Let's start with a Twix bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America's favorite candy bar?
Yes. And
yes.
That looks way more like a log than celery.
You know? All right, Twix bar.
Okay.
And we're done.
Okay.
In fact, you know what? Drop the Twix bar. Just let this terrible day die. Let's just come right out and admit it, everybody. This is a disgusting, terrible idea. Don't do this. Come on. It's Dragon Con. We can do better than that. Nobody's eating celery and raisins at Dragon Con.
Good point.
We're eating homophobic chicken.
Oh, no.
No, we're not. No, we're not. How do you feel about ants in general?
You know this about me, Kevin. I am absolutely addicted to the YouTube show Ants Canada.
Well, that's right. You watch like a weird ant farm video. You're watching ants on the internet.
With Mikey Bustos, who has a variety of really ornate and intricate ant farms.
All right. That sounds terrible. Nobody's going to watch that. It's Dragon Con, Cornflake. How about the Ant-Man movies? Have you seen those?
I haven't, but I bet you have.
Those are good. Those are fun. I know you have not seen all the Marvel movies, but you've seen some of them. I know you like Guardians, right? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Big time.
You'd like the Ant-Man movies. It's fun. It's Paul Rudd. He's Ant-Man.
Okay.
And he controls the ants.
That does sound kind of cool.
That's good. They made two of them. They made Ant-Man, and then they made Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Right.
Which is, what's her name? The chick from Lost. So that's how we enjoy the world of ants here on Dragon Con weekend, is with our buddy Paul Rudd. Yeah, this is Dragon Con weekend.
I'm probably very drunk by now.
On whiskey sours?
Yes.
Good idea. Are you going to put on a costume for virtual Dragon Con?
If I can find it. I got to go digging, Kevin. But if I can find them in time, I will absolutely don a costume.
Because you know people are going to be suiting up for Dragon Con. Even though they're home, the dedicated Dragon Con costumers will be in costume. They're doing... There's always all sorts of masquerades and costume contests throughout Dragon Con. And I believe they are doing a virtual costume contest. So you can submit photos and video of you in your costume and be in the Dragon Con costume contest virtually.
The last time I dressed up in a costume, Kevin, I got confused for a real Yip Yip. So I got to be careful this time.
Someone thought you were an actual Yip Yip from outer space.
They thought I was an actual Yip Yip.
Wow.
They all freaked out.
Here's a thought, though.
Okay.
For the virtual costume contest, what's to stop us from just grabbing a clip out of one of the Marvel movies and just sending it in? You know?
Good point. Oh.
Could we just pull a clip out of Guardians of the Galaxy and just say, yeah, this is me and my friends. We reenacted the scene from the movie. It's very authentic. What do you think? I bet we could win. I'll bet we could win the contest, Cornflake. Let's do that.
Is there any honor in winning that way, though?
Not a bit.
No.
But we're going for the win. I'm trying to win Virtual Dragon Con. I'm doing my best.
I thought I was just going to win it by drinking the most.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're going to win. You and your gallons of whiskey sour, you will be the winner of Dragon Con and also the loser.
That sounds about right.
But speaking of partying at Dragon Con, Cornflake, we have a couple of veteran Dragon Con party people joining us today. And these are dear friends of ours who you have heard on the Flopcast a few times, including very recently. Because joining us today for Dragon Con weekend here on the Flopcast, Cornflake, let's talk with Martha and Brittany.
They're back!
Because, man, you want to talk hanging out, having fun at Dragon Con. These are the ladies you want to track down. That's what I do every year, is I hang out with Martha and Brittany at Dragon Con. So why should this year be any different? And, of course, Brittany and Martha, hosts of But First, Let's Talk Nerdy, right here on the ESO Network. And I am part of team But First, Let's Talk Nerdy. I'm the editor of their show, so I'm working with these ladies every week to bring you a very cool, very fun, very crazy show. They're the best. Ready to go, Cornflake? Let's jump out to joining us from Las Vegas. Here we go. I think we might have the mayor on this as well. It's a party. Here's Brittany and Martha.
Let's party.
All right, here we are, the finale of our Dragon Con guest episodes of the Flopcast. We're in actual Dragon Con weekend now. It's a party. Here we go. So please welcome back to the Flopcast from But First, Let's Talk Nerdy. Of course, it's Martha and Brittany.
Hello.
Kevin knows our podcast name better than you do.
Shut the
up. I was thinking that.
And the bleeping begins already. I love it.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. I got used to it. Our podcast is explicit.
Yes, it is. And we're not done introducing people because this is our Dragon Con party episode. Also on the call, reporting in from another room here in the Chickentown Studios complex.
Yes, I need to record in my own office, you know, for my own comfort.
You're worth it, Felicity. You should have that. We should get our own offices.
Let's actually introduce her. It's Felicity, the mayor of Chickentown.
I voted for her.
I didn't want to miss partying at Dragon Con with Martha and Brittany.
Yeah. So we're actually in the same building right now, Felicity and I, but we've been locked up together, you know, since March.
I know, come on.
Yeah, so we
need to be in the same room with him.
Yeah, Martha and Brittany are still capable of being in the same room. We've done that thing like in sitcoms. Remember like in old sitcoms, there'd always be the episode where they draw a line down the middle of the room, like, okay, you stay on that side.
You have put up a suspicious green curtain in the middle of your office.
I've got the green screen happening now here in Flopcast Recording Studio A, and so I've actually set the mood. It's an audio show, so only four of us are appreciating this, but my background is the Marriott.
Pulse
Bar. There's a big crowd behind me. There's that loft, that Pulse loft area.
That people could come crashing down off of at any moment.
And, you know, isn't the loft the worst?
Yeah, I don't even like going to the Marriott, really. Yeah. I'm like, let's just, when we are at night, when it's night, I'm like, let's just stay in the Hyatt. It's so much better here.
Yeah, I tend to find you guys at the Hyatt.
And it still has a bunch of people and things going on, but it's not quite as crowded as the Marriott. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a good place to be.
That Marriott atrium level is really always ground zero.
Oh, it's the worst. There's a dog on this call, too, isn't there?
There is. We have a papoo.
That is a giant dog has entered the screen over at your place.
Yes, giant dog head's going to pop up every once in a while. So ignore the panting you might hear because that's him.
Also, of course, before we get going, this is DragonCon, officially DragonCon weekend. As this show comes out, it's a scene, it's a party, and we have upgraded from our normal coffee. We have actual adult beverages going over here, and you've got them over there, too.
Look at you guys being fancy.
Being adult. Yeah,
you know? Being adult.
So normally we're a coffee-fueled podcast. What you got over there? Because usually you have the hard seltzer happening on your show, but I'm seeing bottles over there.
What always signifies the start? I look forward to like two beers every year, Line and Google in the summer. And then every year I always try to have my first Sam Adams Oktoberfest at DragonCon. And it's okay that I'm in Las Vegas. Still got to have Sam Adams Oktoberfest. So I bought us a six pack and that's what we're going to be cracking open right now.
Yay.
All right.
Nice. Yes, I have had Sam Adams Oktoberfest with you at DragonCon. So
yes.
I can confirm this. Clink. We have to clink. We have to virtually clink from over here.
Virtually clink.
There we go.
Clink.
There you
clink.
Go. Clink.
What are you guys drinking?
We've got, I mixed up some drinks earlier. Felicity has an old fashioned.
Ooh. That's my favorite cocktail.
Ooh.
I went a different way. This is almost an old fashioned, but because a couple weeks ago on the Flopcast, Cornflake announced for National Whatever Day, National Whiskey Sour Day.
There you go.
And so I made a whiskey sour.
There you go. Those are both some classic drinks.
Yeah, yummy. Mm-hmm.
These are fancy, old-timey, classic mixed drinks. And
we have plastic mermaids.
We have.
I'm jealous.
Plastic mermaids.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, you should have sent a couple of those to us before this podcast, Kevin.
I would have failed. My beer.
Failed.
Just sat on there.
It would have just sat on our beers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little tiny mermaid.
Yeah.
Could be the tip of your Sam Adams bottle.
It's fine.
Like, it's
fine. Everything's fine.
How'd you get that cut on your face? Well, there was a tiny mermaid on my drink.
I don't know. You have cats all over your face half the time because of Luna anyways. Her cat just decides to paw her face when she wants to.
Oh, yeah.
Then she'll come out and just have, like, a scratch across her Sorry. Oh, I'm going to really try not with the swears.
When you show up at the ER in Las Vegas, they probably assume, okay, you were going to take a sip of your drink, and what happened?
Right? Yeah.
Standard.
I've been watching a show where time travel is involved, so you can tell which version of a character you're seeing by how many scars they have on their face.
Oh, fun. That is fun.
I like that. Yeah. It's like, oh, you still have the arm. And you're like, what?
Actually, it's funny because there's two parallel worlds. So in one world, this guy has lost an eye. And then you're introduced to his counterpart in the other world. You're like, oh, he's got two eyes, but one arm.
Oh, can't catch a break.
Oh.
Time travel is dangerous.
Oh. It's true.
I'm distracted by Felicity's background image now. I just realized you're on the
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, Kevin.
Well, I've got an actual Iron Throne in my office, my mayor's office.
The Queen of Chicken Town.
Oh, that's not a background image. That's the actual Iron Throne.
That's the actual Iron Throne.
I should take a walk downstairs more often, see how you've decorated.
You should leave the Marriott Hotel every once in a while.
I heard that that's a good idea. It's very sweaty there.
So, yeah, we've been talking to long-time regular DragonCon people for the last few weeks on the Flopcast as we build up to DragonCon. And now here we are, DragonCon, Labor Day weekend.
DragonCon 2020 in our living room.
Yeah, it's the best. Everything's just fine.
You can still get drunk, but you have to go to work.
How long have you two been going to DragonCon?
This year would have been my 10th year.
Oh, what a bummer! I didn't even know we're really sad.
This might be my 13th?
And that giant dog that's licking your face, how many Dragon Cons has that thing been?
He's been to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Every single one.
And he's actually
eponymous dragon. I was going to say, he is the mascot, the mm-hmm. dragon of Dragon Con.
That's actually a dragon. Going back to 1987, I think, was the first Dragon Con.
That's when I was born.
I was going to say, I wasn't born yet.
No!
Oh, man.
But the dog was born then.
The dog was alive and at Dragon Con. Now, we're recording this a little bit in advance, of course, for the people, but do you have some plan to drown your sorrows? Something to do during Labor Day weekend?
Well, I sure I work.
You're working, yeah. Brittany is back to work.
But I'm sure we'll drink, and we've been talking about... Yeah, we've been talking about working on costumes, too, right. So maybe we'll do something easy and dress up. Yeah.
You've done costumes right there in your apartment in Vegas. I've seen pictures of you guys in costume, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you make a Scarlet Witch costume out of a cereal box?
I made the headpiece out of a cereal box. I was like, oh, no, I don't have any of my Warbler here. It's all in Massachusetts. So Martha had a cereal box.
She came and asked me, too. She was like, can I use your cereal box? And I was like, yes.
So, and then I covered it in fabric. So.
Hey, Martha, are you done with that Frankenberry? Because I have an idea.
It was probably
Captain Crunch.
No, I think it was
episode.
Sorry. But your butt. Sorry, the dog moved the whole chair.
It's very not graceful.
No.
Turns out when your head is like twice the size of your body, your gravity sense is off.
I can confirm that because
I was
going to
say I can confirm. You know?
Yeah, Martha and I notoriously have pretty massive heads. Yeah,
I follow
yeah.
Is that why you're falling over all the time?
Yeah. I've got like the giant Irish potato head.
Yeah. Oh.
I tried on your sunglasses once, Martha, because we were trying to decide whose head is more massive, and you claim yours is bigger.
It was a good fit.
Yeah, I put on your sunglasses just as a goof, and I took a picture, and it's like the best picture I've ever taken.
Yeah, I remember that picture, yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be my album cover. Well, I'm glad to hear that you might be doing some costumes for during Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Again. Now, in a regular, normal year going to Dragon Con, how many costumes do you normally do in a Dragon Con weekend?
So, Monday doesn't count as a day.
No.
Because we end up always traveling, usually,
yeah.
Or we're really dead and tired.
I don't want to dress up on Monday. Every
so there's
in costume on Monday. I just get
four
mad.
Nights though: Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So four night costumes, and then 3 day costumes. Sorry, the dog just sneezed on me. It's fine.
The cracking sound was
fine.
A giant dog climbing up onto the couch.
Oh,
everything's cool. But yeah, so 3 day costumes that are like legit costumes, and then we do night costumes, which are always skankier. Can we say skanky?
Absolutely.
Okay. Less wyvern. A more adult themed costumes.
Right.
So yeah, 7 costumes.
Wow.
But yeah, 4 at night and then 3 for the day.
And that's all just in your luggage. That's like in a suitcase
in
a carry-on.
Yeah, we try to take
the 4
no.
night ones are smaller.
They're small. Remember, they're small. And even the day ones, we do a lot. We do usually at least one superhero, which is mostly just spandex.
Yeah, you can roll that up and pull it yourself.
And we try to take Southwest, so you have 2 checked bags on top of your personal item, on top of your carry-on.
I've seen people dragging the most bizarre carry-on items onto flights that are heading to Dragon Con.
You always know there's always a whole ton of people on the flight that are going to Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah. You can pick them out at the gate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to Dragon Con. Now, Britt, last year you were supposed to join me for the Geek Girl run.
Oh, yeah. And then I was up till 4 in the morning.
Yeah, you had such a super late night that you couldn't make it. But did you know... We're doing the Geek Girl run virtually this year.
Oh, so okay. If I'm not working, I might do it. It's really hot here right now.
Really hot.
Like 114 degrees hot.
Is it hot in Las Vegas? I didn't realize.
Yeah, but no, it's like extremely hot here. But if I'm not working, and obviously I'm not doing it at like 8 a.m., Eastern time. Yeah, that's okay. Not happening. But depending on what it is, I'll do it.
It's whenever you want to do it during the weekend and whatever distance you want to do.
Yeah, I like it. And if it's Saturday, I can just go to my gym. I can do it after I work. and run the treadmill.
Do the air-conditioned treadmill version of the Geek Girl Run.
Yeah.
We are the classy chickens, of course. We shall all run together for real in person again someday.
And by we all, he just means me and Kevin.
Definitely.
Yeah. He doesn't mean Martha and he doesn't mean Felicity.
Hard pass.
He just means me and he just means Kevin.
Yes. Martha and the mayor are excused.
They can lounge on our porch and drink some mimosas. Remember when Kevin last year had that stupid panel in the morning that you watched the parade with us, Felicity, and I made us breakfast with mimosas? Yes.
That was awesome.
We actually addressed this on the Flapcast last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago. Cornflake and I were discussing how, I was doing my typical thing. Like, oh, who cares about the parade? I'm going to go do a panel.
I'll do 900 panels.
And then you were like, well, you know what we're going to do?
Not that.
We'll be on our balcony making mimosas and waffles watching the parade. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm going to miss the parade.
You made a mistake. That mistake was made. I make great breakfast in the morning. Make mimosas.
We have a good vantage point.
We have a great vantage point.
It was like Brittany would have been handing me waffles and mimosas, but instead.
And hash browns.
Wow, I didn't know about the hash browns.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get fancy and even do eggs and chicken bacon, but it depends on how fancy I am or what we can get at Walmart.
But Felicity, you were at the big DragonCon balcony parade mimosa waffle party, right?
Yes, I was.
And you needed it that morning, because remember, like, a thing got canceled, you were sad?
Yeah, they canceled all the magician's guests. They wound up only doing panel on the first day, so I didn't get to go.
Because I remember I was in the classics track getting ready to go on stage and talk about Batman. And I was texting Brittany saying, Felicity's on her way to you right now. She's very sad. Please make her happy.
I'm pretty sure we made her happy.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think we accomplished that.
Would you like to sit on a balcony and make fun of people from very far away?
In the presence of great people with booze and food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always find you two super late night, you three, because you and Jessica, who was on the Flapcast a couple of weeks ago, but Sunday night, you're always in
Shield.
The same costume, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
We always do Tradition. S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and we always tend to do the same S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always be Abigail Brand.
I'll be Victoria Hand.
And then Jess will always be Sharon Carter.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because you know I'm a DC kid, so you always lose me with the deep Marvel stuff.
You know all about Sharon Carter now, though.
I've been learning so much from your show, yes.
I'm definitely going to do Abigail Brand, and she's definitely going to do Hand. So you'll learn about all the characters that the three of us dress up as every Sunday night at Dragon Con. Yeah.
Yes.
I have very strong feelings about Victoria Hand.
And I have very strong feelings about Abigail Brand.
She's a queen.
Sorry, we're having feelings.
I can see the strong feelings.
We're having Abigail Brand feelings.
So, speaking of your podcast, we want to mention your podcast, but first let's talk nerdy. And you've been part of our network here at ESO for several weeks now. You're cracking open round two?
Round two. The dog wants part of it. Dog can't have part of it.
Brittany just made a beer run over to the kitchen.
Made a beer run to the kitchen. A lot quicker beer run than when we have to go all the way up to our hotel room or spend $15 on a cup of beer that's this big.
Yeah, if we were at the Hyatt right now, a beer run would take a long, long time.
Yeah.
That's like you plan and strategize.
Well, we're in the International Tower at the Hyatt, so it's usually not as bad to try to get an elevator as opposed to the regular ones. It's at a certain time, you can't do it. It's an hour to get an elevator.
Oh, yeah.
But it's usually not that bad. And usually we're not that high. We're usually like 7 or 12 at the highest. So if worst comes to worst, we can just take the stairs.
These are the moments that I edit out of your show every week.
We drink bubbly things.
Yeah,
it's really bad when we drink champagne because it's super bubbly and we can't handle it.
For the Flopcast, maybe I'll leave it in. We'll see.
I mean, you can leave it in on our podcast, too. We're drunk.
Occasionally, it's
very
funny and it fits.
Sometimes they're really good placed.
Yeah, this is the goofy party Dragon Con episode, so I think, we can be a little looser.
We're never trying to pretend we're classy, ever.
I'm trying to create the illusion that you're very dainty and ladylike.
You don't have to. We swear too much for that.
I'm as dainty as this... This pit bull.
Yeah, this pit bull.
I didn't mean to say there.
But yeah. What were you talking about? Our podcast? Were we talking about
yes.
a podcast?
We were talking about the podcast, yeah. And as we mentioned last time you were on the Flopcast, I've been learning so much from your show.
We're here for you. We are also learning yeah, so much from our show.
I'm getting
oh, yeah. Yeah, because you research every week.
Yes. Every time I research, I learn. And every time she talks to me, I learn.
Pikachu is Ash's dad.
Which you also can't let go from that one episode where I did Pokemon conspiracies.
You did a show where Brittany had a list of like weird Pokemon fan conspiracy theories. The craziest conspiracy theory, though, that I had no idea about until you made it your subject for But First Let's Talk Nerdy was Katy Perry.
I knew it was going to be that one. So I actually heard it from The First Degree, which is another murder podcast. And what the question was like, what's your favorite like conspiracy murder type dealy? And one of them mentioned Katy Perry as JonBenet. And I was like, wait, what? So I paused my podcast and go Google this. And I was like, yup. This is what, because I didn't have a topic that week. So I was like, this is happening because this is absolutely ridiculous.
So stupid.
And so dumb. And I love it so much and I hate it so much at the same time.
Yeah. Conspiracy theories, the crazier they get, the more people want to believe in them.
Yep. It's real intense. I love conspiracies. I don't believe in most of them, but I love them.
You can appreciate them, but also you've got your head straight. As
I was going to say, I'm not putting on a tinfoil hat anytime soon.
Yes. You talked Booster Gold recently as well, and that was fun for me because, again, I'm like old school DC Comics, and I love Booster
Gold. You're
going to
like our topic this week, I think, Kevin.
Yeah? Ooh, okay. I look forward to that.
Yes.
I learned a lot about Booster Gold from that episode because I haven't really read Booster Gold since the original 80s Booster Gold series. Like, he's Rip Hunter's father now?
Hmm? Which, like, I feel stupid because I definitely was reading Booster Gold at the time where they revealed this and I just wasn't paying enough attention. Yeah. Here we are.
Did they go on the Maury Povich show and reveal it? There exists a photo of me and I'm like 15 years old. I'm at a comic shop. It's me and Dan Juergens, the creator of Booster Gold. He was doing a promotional tour when that comic first came out.
Oh
and
my God,
that was like the first mainstream comic book creator that I ever met in person. And yeah, we took a picture together.
That's cool.
And then I met him again like last year or 2 years ago.
He remembered you, right?
He was like, I've been looking for you for 30 years.
Kevin, it turns out actually I'm your father.
Yes. I was doing a comic book panel at Convergence in Minneapolis, and he happened to be in the audience at this panel. So somebody introduced me to him, to Dan, after the panel was over, and I was like, oh, we've met.
We have met before.
Yeah.
How, you don't remember my 15-year-old face?
Remember me from the 80s?
Here, let me pull out one of those, like, age-down things.
Yeah.
The Polaroid of your picture.
I've been carrying this picture around in my wallet for 75 years.
We should get together every quarter century and discuss Booster Gold. That's how I left things with Dan Juergens. Scooby-Doo as well, I was very excited about. You did an episode about Scooby-Doo.
I did! Yes. Scooby-Doo is also old school.
Scooby-Doo.
Love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And again, as a skeptic, we love Scooby-Doo because that was the lesson of Scooby-Doo.
The lesson of Scooby-Doo is people are awful.
And don't trust them. And capitalism is terrible, too.
And it's okay to be high.
The monsters, the supernatural, everything always turns out to be fake when you look at the evidence. That's what we tried to teach kids 50 years ago when Scooby-Doo started.
Oh, it didn't work.
And yeah, we solved everything. Nobody believes in anything crazy anymore. We fixed it with Scooby-Doo.
There are no conspiracy theories anymore.
That's right. Dodged a bullet there. Good job, society.
Katy Perry is definitely JonBenet Ramsey.
That's true. She told me.
Katy Perry's not JonBenet Ramsey. I need to say this right now as just in case. What happened to JonBenet Ramsey is awful. Yeah. And the fact that people would even make a conspiracy to joke about that is terrible.
No, I thought you handled it. Again, it's crazy and it's wacky and you can't help but laugh at how insane it all is, but you actually handled it tastefully.
Yes.
In that you did not lose sight of, you know, the tragedy
yeah.
that was connected to this insane conspiracy theory.
It's insane
yeah.
and it's ridiculous, so I had to do it. But and yes. the fact that people believe it is ridiculous.
I don't know if you've ever noticed people look different when they age. But
their eyebrows, though, Martha.
Yes.
My eyebrows looked different before I drew them on today. So, just saying. Sometimes that's how life is.
I think we just determined that Martha is Katy Perry. But, you know, speaking of insane and speaking of Katy Perry and speaking of costuming, we should mention a friend of mine, his name is Insane Ian, and he released a song a few years ago. It's a parody of California Girls called Cosplaying Fangirls.
Okay.
I like it. Is it good?
I'll send you a link. It's really good. It's funny.
If it's not good, I'm going to tell you.
I think you're going to like it. It's good. It's good. They did a good job.
Felicity, have you heard this song?
Yes, I agree that it's good.
Okay. I believe Felicity over Kevin. Clearly Martha does too. Because we both responded real quick to that.
Obviously, we want to direct everybody to Brittany and Martha's show here on the ESO Network. But first, let's talk nerdy. Clink. See, they hear that phrase, and then naturally you're forced to
yes.
clink your beer bottles.
It's our noise, our clink.
Yes. Yes, we want to remind everybody, eat your twin in the room.
Eat your twin in
That's
the room.
That's an inside joke for, but first let's talk
about
yep,
some dead wife bummers.
Dead wife bummer.
Dead wife bummer. Yes, that's another one. A lot of weird catchphrases.
You know, things just happen and they work really well.
But yes, as your editor, I hear all this stuff.
Yeah, we don't know how you're still sane. Is he yeah. still sane, Felicity?
I don't know. It's been kind of weird.
Have you seen him in the past 3 months?
Occasionally, I'll see him wander through and mutter something. Then he goes out and talks to the birds, usually.
Yes.
There was that one FaceTime we did where you were in the same room together on the same phone. Was that the last time you were in the same room together?
That's the last time we were in the same room, yeah. And that was like a couple of months ago. Yeah. I'm just wandering around muttering, eat your twin in the room, eat your twin in the room. Obviously, we wish we could all be together in the disgusting, horrifying, crowded Marriott late-night party scene at
Hotlanta.
In Hotlanta that you see behind me on my fake green screen right now. Instead, here we are, spread apart, opposite sides of North America. We miss you both so much here in Chicken Town, Martha, Brittany.
We miss you too.
We miss you all guys too.
It was still so fun to have you on the podcast. And look, it is Dragon Con.
Yes,
Dragon
everybody
Con
has
weekend.
An amazing Dragon Con.
Come on, people. We're trying to
We're
keep
trying
this together.
Here.
Trying to have a good time.
We're trying to pretend this doesn't totally suck. Work with us, people.
Drink with us, wherever you are.
I know.
Please,
wherever you
please.
Are. Crack
yes.
open that beer.
It doesn't matter what time it is.
It is Oktoberfest time. Sam Adams,
yeah.
Boston.
Have a Sam Adams Oktoberfest. You two are in Vegas, but you're Massachusetts girls.
You can take the girls out of Boston, but you can't take the Boston out of the girls.
Yes. Take the girls That's out of Boston,
right.
but they will still fight you for dogs.
But we're still better than you.
Yes, yes, yes. So drink up, nerds and geeks everywhere. Britt and Martha, we love you. Thanks for joining us on our goofy final Dragon Con show right here during actual Dragon Con. And go be nerdy.
Yay!
All right!
Yay!
Okay, we're back. Cornflake, you and me in Chicken Town, but also at Dragon Con. What fun we're having.
Drink to that. Cheers.
Uh-oh. Cornflake's out of control.
Hey, where's vodka?
And you're talking about the girl. Yes, and the beverage.
Yeah.
We know a girl named Vodka. We got to get her down to Dragon Con sometime.
That would be really cool.
Vodka would win Dragon Con.
For sure.
She doesn't even have to enter the costume contest. Well, Cornflake, I hope... I know you've been very busy lately, but I hope you've managed to put in a little bit of time at Dragon Con weekend with the rest of us. I'm sure we're all having a lovely and bizarre time. And maybe next week, post-Dragon Con, we can do a little wrap-up on what actually happened this weekend.
For once, I'll be able to actually contribute to the recap.
That'll be good. We'll sort it all out for you next week. Meanwhile, Cornflake, this week, Get us out of here.
Flopcast.net is our website. Facebook.com/Flopcast is one of our haunts. You can find us hanging out there. We're on Twitter. Our handle is @Flopcast. And we're on Instagram, @_Flopcast, on Apple Podcasts. If you would just go on over and leave us a rating or a review, that would be so lovely. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Sponge Awareness Foundation, in their Ant-Man and the Wasp costumes, came in the DragonCon virtual costume contest dead last. Congratulations, guys. All right, meanwhile, everybody else, if you've survived this wonderful weekend, please be safe, be good, be kind to each other, take care, keep in touch. We will see you next week.
Peace and cookies and booze.
What's new on the 42cast? Let's ask my co-hosts.
We're talking about Doctor Who,
comic book shows and movies,
and we're talking about all things Star Trek,
and so much more.
Check us out on Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes.
It's only on the 42cast, your ultimate answer to fandom, geekiness, and everything.
So Nathan, when are we finally talking Babylon 5?
Oh, Cornflake, one more DragonCon secret after show. Hello there.
Hey. Hi.
Should we do our little photo thing one more time?
Yes.
All right, you know the drill. I have all my photo albums from DragonCon's past in front of me here on the computer. So if you want to call out a year, any year from 2008 through 2019, hopefully not a rerun if you can possibly remember which years we've done already. I cannot. Hit me with a year. I'll try to pull up a photo and we shall discuss.
No problem. I've really been enjoying these, Kevin. How about 2016?
2016. Let's see what happened that year. Here it is. So many great costume photos I'm looking at right now, Cornflake. There's a lady dressed as a bottle of sriracha hot sauce. That's a good one.
That is really neat.
There's Strawberry Shortcake. There's Mighty Mouse. Mayor McCheese was there.
Oh, yeah, Mayor McCheese.
Oh, Frankenberry. Frankenberry's there, Cornflake.
Frankenberry, awesome.
But you know what I have a million pictures from? This was the year that I went to the Center for Puppetry Arts.
Oh, right.
So we're kind of going off DragonCon right now. But one of the many tracks of programming at DragonCon is the puppetry track, and they are affiliated with Atlanta's Center for Puppetry Arts, which is an amazing organization, and it's a building you can visit where they do workshops and puppet shows and stuff. And it's a museum. It's a full-scale puppetry museum, and it's beautiful. And half the museum is like the history of puppetry, and the other half of the museum is all Henson. They have a massive Jim Henson puppet collection. And so everybody's there. All the Muppets, all the Sesame Street characters, Fraggle Rock, Dark Crystal, Labyrinth, all that stuff. Just spectacular. Everybody, get yourselves to Atlanta when you can. Someday, hopefully, we can all go back to the Center for Puppetry Arts. I have a photo of me here next to a Muppet chicken.
Yes!
You know all those chickens that hang out with Gonzo and whatnot?
Like Camilla.
Yeah, there's a display case, and there's me, and there's a chicken, and there's Dr. Teeth.
Love it.
Oh, man. And yeah, here it is. The one that really hit me. I turn the corner, and there is actual Emmett Otter and Ma Otter.
That is precious.
And their rowboat. They've got the boat there.
Oh, the boat!
And I almost just lost it.
Oh.
Yikes. There you go.
I'm glad I picked 2016.
That's a good one. If you want to know how to get me just completely choked up, just hit me with an otter puppet. Hit Me With Your Otter Puppet was a very low charting single from Pat Benatar.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the Tee Public Store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.